Dillingham comes out to press. Sandpoint easily gets it across the timeline. Gunderson with the ball over to Lindsey Holmberg. He goes to the wing with it, kicks it back out to Overcash. Overcash gets it over to Gunderson. Now down low, tipped away and stolen by Klaus.
Turnover.
Into the hands of Whitcomb. Whitcomb cuts through, goes to the wing, gets the ball back. Three-pointer. Oh, she's even faked the got inside to George. Her shot no good. She gets her own rebound. We got a jump ball situation. It's going to be standpoint ball on the alternating possession. Gunderson bringing the ball inbounds. It's stolen by Finkenbinder, but she travels as she goes up with it. So it's another turnover by standpoint. And they get the ball into Lindsey Holmberg. Holmberg quickly up court to Gunderson. Stops right under the basket as Gray goes flying by. And she lays it up and in for the first 2 points from standpoint. Whitcomb walking the ball across the timeline. Center court. Standpoint out in the man-to-man all the way out to the half-court line. Kind of a matchup, man. Inside the Klaus, her shot no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Going to be Dillingham ball. Whitcomb with the ball. Slaps it. Gets it inbound to Klaus. Klaus up with it real quick. 5 foot shot up and in. Ball inbounded to Gunderson. Gunderson didn't see Holmberg down to the other end. Would have had a layup. Pagelunger with the ball, hands it off to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson gets the ball tipped away by Finkenbinder. Out of bounds, points the 10-point ball in front of the Dillingham bench. Trigger the ball inbounds is Overcast. Gets it to Lindsey. She drives to the baseline. Little runner, no good. Rebound down into the hands of Alexia Holmberg, and gets fouled as she puts the ball back up. Let's go to the line for two. That foul was on number 23 for Dillingham. That will be Doug Miss Gray, I believe. Oh, number 20. I don't even have the list in front of me today.
43. That's Alexia Holmberg. Oh,
23. Bristol George. Bristol. Holmberg's first shot up. No good. Second shot, nothing but the bottom of the net. 4-3, Dillingham leads by one. Pressure out high top. Finkenbinder steps around and gets the shot off, and she's fouled. Up and in for two. And she's going to get one more as she was fouled by number four, Paige Lundgren, her first. Caught off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound standpoint. Alexia comes down with it. Up court quickly to Lindsey. Lindsey pushes it up the right side, stops. Little 10-footer off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down the hands of George. Crystal's with a handful in there. Whitcomb with the ball, comes across the timeline. Gets it down low to George, lays it up and in. Nice pass. Two quick passes, one to Finkenbinder and one to George. Quickly down court is Lindsey Holmberg. Her 15-footer's no good. Rebound Klaus. Standpoint comes up and gives Whitcomb a whole lot of trouble up on the top of the circle. Down to Finkenbinder, almost tipped away. Now it is picked up by Lindsey Holmberg. Now stolen by George. She lays it up and in. With the left hand even.
Nice,
even,
nice.
She even used her own, the correct hand.
Exactly.
Now we got a tipped ball out of bounds. Dillingham selling out on their press here. The man-to-man. Ball inbounds to Lindsey Holmberg. Holmberg takes a dribble, gets the ball tipped away from her. Whitcomb with the ball. She shoots, gets it tipped, knocked out of bounds. Lindsey Holmberg got about half a foot on her. Whitcomb taking the ball inbounds under their own basket. Into George. George misses the bunny. And Paige Lundgren came down with the ball, but she stepped out of bounds. Turnover, Sandpoint. Dillingham's ball again under the opposite side of the basket. 10-3, 4:23 left in the first quarter. Klaus going up for a shot was bothered by Lindsey Holmberg. Might have got a little bit of the ball there, but ended up traveling with it. So got a timeout on the floor with 4:22 left on the clock. 10-3, Dillingham. The Dillingham boys will take on the Sandpoint boys after this game. It'll be our nightcap.
If those Sandpoint girls realize there's somebody open down floor, they can break this press.
That's what I meant. You know, Dillingham's selling out up on the front court there. And if they got someone that can throw the ball, just release somebody. Twice Lindsey Holmberg's been wide open. But I don't know if they've got... I would imagine if Paige Lundgren took the ball out, she's a big strapping girl, she probably could throw the ball the length of the court. And we got a turnover on Sandpoint as Lila Gunderson was trying to throw it to Lindsey Holmberg, and Lindsey took off down the other way.
Turns it back on the ball.
Down low to Finkenbinder from the baseline, no good. Her shot 15, no good. Rebound George, he puts it up, no good. Hit back to George, back out to Whitcomb. She drives the baseline, puts one up from about 10. Now we got another foul. That's going to be on Lundgren. Paige Lundgren probably with her second foul here. And she closed out a little aggressively there. Yep, her second. Team second. So that's two fouls on her. Whitcomb from the free throw line buries it. Sub into the game, number 20, Ariana Wilson. She's an eighth grader. I guess when you only got X amount of people in the school, you got to put the bodies on the floor.
That's it.
Yeah, this uniform will fit. You get to play. Second shot by Whitcomb, up and good. And Paige Lundgren, or Lindsey Holmberg, all the way down the other end. Paige didn't see her. Stolen by Dillingham and then stolen back by Sandpoint. The eighth grader throws it over the top to Lindsey. Lindsey gets it down low to Alexia. Her shot off the backboard, no good. Rebound, George. Whitcomb not looking for the fast break. She's got two blue jerseys down the other end of the court. And Finkenbinder drives to the basket, and she gets fouled again. And that might be number 3 on Paige Lundgren. Oh, that was on number 25, Malia Olderkast. Fortunately for Paige, she would have been finding some leather over there on the bench. Finkenbinder's first free throw, up and good. 13-3, Dillingham with a 10-point lead. Second shot to Finkenbinder, she lines it up, puts the spin, and everybody's in there too soon. The Sandpoint stepping over too quick, so Finkenbinder missed the shot, she gets another one. Like the old NBA days, you know, three to make two.
Three to make two.
Yeah.
We're aging ourselves.
Yeah,
we're
no doubt, right?
Yeah.
Second shot, no good. Paige Lundgren had it in her hands. She threw it off of a Dillingham player. So it's Sandpoint's ball underneath their basket. Stolen by Whitcomb, stolen back from her by Overcash, and she tips it out of bounds. So it's going to be Dillingham ball under their basket. Inside quickly to Klaus. She misses the bunny. She gets her own rebound, throws it back out, and out of bounds. Tipped by Lindsey Holmberg, and out of bounds. Dillingham ball right below us. Into the backcourt to Whitcomb. Cross court to Dre. Now down low to George. She goes up, and she gets fouled by number 25, a flyby by Overcash. That's going to be her second. Oh, that's number four on Paige.
That was number four.
So she's going to head to the bench. First shot by Bristol George is up and good. And Paige Lundgren goes to the bench. And in for the game is number 43, Alexia Holmberg. Second shot by George is up and good. Ball inbounded to Aliyah Overcash. Stolen by Whitcomb. She lays it up. No good. Rebound Klaus. She gets it up. She puts it out to 10-footer out to Whitcomb. And Lindsay Holmberg comes down with the ball. And she is fouled by number 21, I believe, Dillingham.
Yeah.
That's Whitcomb. And tipped out of bounds, almost stolen by Finkenbinder. Let's try it again. This time it was stolen by Finkenbinder. She gets it inside to Klaus. Klaus gets fouled. No?
They tell the wall.
Ah. Hate when that happens. Another whistle, tipped out of bounds. Going to be standpoint ball. And we've got a scrum on the floor, four bodies down there chasing after it. And on the alternating possession, it's going to be Dillingham basketball. 15-3, 2 minutes and 51 seconds left in the first quarter. Finkenbinder in the corner, down to Klaus, nice little drop step, power moves right up over the top. Klaus almost steals the inbounds by Dillingham in a tight press. Standpoint needs to do something more than just come to the ball. They've got to set the screen. And they got the ball inbounds. That's Lila Gunderson. He goes down court into the hands of Lila Overcash, and she's fouled. And I believe she's going to get a couple of free throws. That foul was on number 23, Bristol George, her second, team third. 2.5 minutes in the first quarter left. First shot by Overcash, up and good. 17-4. Second shot by Overcash, also well, good. It rattled around a little bit that time. I'm sorry, that was Wilson. Both of those were by Wilson, I'm sorry. I thought it was 25, not 20. Woods, Arianna Woods into the game. Gets it over to Dre. Dre, happy face.
Well,
two steps before she puts the ball on the floor. So it's a turnover. Lundgren back into the game. See if she can go without causing fouls. Wilson gets the ball in, gets it to Lila Gunderson. So Wilson, little runner, no good. Rebound comes out to Whitcomb. She's pushing hard up the left side, right at Lila Gunderson. Her shot no good, and the ball comes out to Lindsay Holmberg, but she turns and travels. Turnover. Into the game for Kate Gray is Harris Johnson. Another one of those freshman phenoms Dillingham has. Shot inside by Whitcomb's no good. Rebound comes down into Lundgren's hands, and she gets fouled by Klaus. That is Klaus's, that was on number 21, I'm sorry.
21, yeah.
Yeah, that's Whitcomb, that's her second. I thought she was behind her. How did I get behind her? Well, right back into the game is Dre, and Whitcomb taking a seat. Long down court pass, finally, off the hands of number 43, Alexia Holmberg. She managed to wrangle it in. Down low, ball tipped away, picked up by Dillingham. Finkenbinder on her horse. She lays it up and in down the other end. Fastest girl in Dillingham, by far. A of everybody. Lindsey Holmberg gets it across the timeline, throws it out to number 11. Lila Gunderson goes into the backcourt, so we have another turnover by the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. 19-5, 1:26 left in the first quarter. Woods with the ball. Down low to Finkenbinder. She lays it up. A little short. Rebound, Paige Lundgren gets it quickly out to Lindsey Holmberg. She drives the length of the court, lays it up and in. That's what they can do. They throw it over the top. That's what's going to happen.
And all day.
Woods with the ball over to Dre. She gets it down to Finkenbinder inside to Johnson. To Klaus, little eight-footer in the lane. Toughest shot in basketball right there. 21-7, 45 seconds left. Ball tipped out of bounds, still Sandpoint ball. Ball put in bounds, tipped into the backcourt. Finkenbinder comes up with it. Gets it down low to Klaus, 15-footer from the baseline, no good. And we got a foul over the back. Paris Johnson coming over the top of Alexia Holmberg.
I don't think he called the foul. That's out of bounds.
Oh. Sure. Anyhow. Yeah, Paris Johnson got a foul, so he called a foul.
Oh, he did call it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's stolen on the inbound, picked up by Woods, and he's fouled. Both teams have five team fouls. That foul was on number 44, Lindsey Holmberg. Into the backcourt to Woods. Woods comes across the timeline, looking down low, kicks it out to the left side. Finkenbinder goes to the basket, and she's fouled by Paige Lundgren. Oh, no, they gave it to number 11, Lila Gunderson. They were both right there. That's Lila's first. And Finkenbinder's going to the free throw line. He was, I think, you call that an act of a shot.
I suppose.
It was kind of, her arms are going towards the basket. Her first free throw up and good.
Well, it would have been the NBA.
Yeah. Continuation. So Paige Lundgren takes the seat and Overcash back into the game. Second shot by Finkenbinder. Up and it's also good. Ball inbounds and tipped away by Klaus. Picked back up. Woods with it. 12 feet, no good. Rebound, Klaus lays it up and in. 25-7 with 16 seconds on the first quarter clock. Quickly down court now is Lila Gunderson. Gets it down low to Alexia Holmberg. She gets an easy two right there. 4 seconds, 3, 2, Woods stops, throws it up. Finkenbinder, if she had been watching, she could have thrown it back up over her head. So the end of one quarter, 25-9. I think it's probably time to pull the press off. What do you think, Coach?
Yeah, I would think so.
It's not doing you any good anymore.
No, it actually, if Sandpoint was more experienced with dealing with the press, it would be really ineffective.
Yeah, it would be because you're selling it out.
Yeah, even a small guard could put the hurting on that press.
Yeah, you look over the top. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and I'm not sure the coach is experienced, but you know that's an easy one to break.
Breaking in real quick, just to let you know that we are we apologize for the poor audio quality during that first quarter. We are working with KDLG to get it resolved as quickly as possible. But until then, this is the best we have, and we will be doing our best to bring that to you in better quality here shortly. Much apologies once again. Let's get back to that second quarter of basketball. Girls versus Dillingham.
Sandpoint ball at half court to start the second quarter. Wolverine still in a man-to-man. Ball gets into Lila Gunderson. Gunderson gets it across the timeline. Down to Lindsey Holmberg. Holmberg looking inside. Gets it into, can't tell that girl's number. Number 20, Wilson. She puts up a shot. No good. Rebound Wolverines. Bring it down the other end. Gets to Klaus down into stolen by Lindsey Leyland on the pass on the to the wing. And it's going to be Sandpoint's ball in front of the scorer's bench down here. 25-9, 7:34 on the second quarter clock. A lot of contact there by Dre.
They called it, too.
No, they didn't. Oh, that was earlier. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was a foul over here. Well, we got a score down the other end. That was Alexia Holmberg. She got another easy layup. Johnson all by herself down the other end. If Klaus had looked up. Cross-court pass to Woods. She gets it to Paris Johnson. She's fouled by number 20, Ariana Wilson. Ariana kind of fouled her with her face, I think.
I think she did.
Yeah, she pulled her eye there. I think she'll live. And Paris Johnson going to the free throw line for 1-1. Lines it up, rattles around, and drops. Hit almost every edge.
Nice bounce.
West, east, south, and north, then fell in. Second shot by Johnson, and that one didn't even catch iron. So it's going to be Sandpoint's ball. They get the ball inbound. Alexia Holmberg with the ball over to Lindsey. Lindsey gets it across the timeline. Almost stolen by Dre. Tipped away by Dre now, right into the hands of number 24, Shania Johnson. Down to Klaus. Her shot no good. She gets bumped by Alexia Holmberg. And she's going to go to the free throw line now. She might get two. 26-12, 6:49 on the second quarter clock. Faust lines it up. Let's apply a nice looking shot, but flat.
Flat.
F-L-A-A-A-A-T. Flat. Didn't even, I mean, that was no arch at all there. Second one a little better, but still the same outcome. Off the hands of Alexia Holmberg and out of bounds, Dillingham ball. Ariana Woods calling for the play. Diamond, no good by Paris Johnson. She gets her own rebound, puts it back up. And it's 28-12. Dillingham not pressing. Lindsey Holmberg was on the right side over to Ariana Wilson. She goes to the basket but misses. Picked up by Paris Johnson. The Woods. Woods, I like the way she plays. She keeps her head up.
She does. Second she stays the floor.
Yep. And shot by Shania Johnson. And rebound Paris Johnson. She puts it back up. Paris is playing a lot bigger than she is, which is fun to see.
Mm-hmm.
Overcash with the ball, goes to the right side, all the way to the baseline, kicks it back out to Lindsey Holmberg. She drives, little runner, no good. Rebound Paris Johnson. She passes it out to, that was a good idea, but, even if you're dribbling, you can't get back up.
No, you can't get back up.
So, Paige Lundgren back into the game for the Lady, Eagles, and, Overcash taking a break. And immediately into the hands of Paige Lundgren. She misses the bunny. Rebound by Klaus. Gets it to Woods. Woods looking down the floor. Cross court to Dre. We got Katrina Finkenbinder into the game. Now Dre at the elbow. She gets the ball and travels before she gets shot off. And we got Reagan Finkenbinder came in for Klaus. Dillingham going small. Like I said, Paris Johnson playing a lot bigger than she really is.
She gets good position.
Yeah. And she's not afraid of contact. She's strong. She's a wrestler this year.
Oh, really?
She did pretty well. Went to state. I don't know what she did. Dillingham ball tipped out of bounds. Inbounds to Katrina Finkenbeiner, gets it to her big sister Reagan. She puts her head down and heads the other way. She goes right at Paige Lundgren, and that's what you need to do. Paige gets the rebound, but right back stolen by Paris Johnson. She puts it up and in, 32-12, with just under 5 minutes. Foul on Dre as she's overly aggressive out at the half-court line. No reason to be that aggressive.
Not that
far out. Near the ball, near the ball. So we're going to the free throw line as that's Dillingham's seventh team foul. 32-12, 20-point lead with five ticks under 5 minutes left on the second quarter clock. I'll let you guys do the math. That would be 4:55, just in case you guys were wondering. So at the free throw line is number 11, Lila Gunderson. She drains the first one, 32-13. Into the ball game is Sanaya Johnson, giving Cadence Dre a break. Second shot, no good. Rebound, Reagan. Reagan all the way down the other end. Nice little pass to Shania Johnson. She misses the bunny and tipped out of bounds. Going to be Sandpoint ball. Lila Gunderson across the timeline. Download a page and overshot it. Paris Johnson into Woods. I keep seeing Woods get the ball, and the first thing she does is look up, see who's open. And she got it down to Shania, and Shania tries an pass inside, and it's picked off by Sam Point. Quickly down court, pass down to Alexia Holmberg, was stolen by Katrina Finkenbeiner. Gets it to Reagan Finkenbeiner. She goes to the basket, shoots it, lays it in, and is fouled. And that foul is going to be on Sandpoint, number four. That's four fouls on Lundgren. You better get her out of the game, coach. She can take herself out of the game. She heads to the bench. A lot of these fouls are just kind of little bump fouls. I mean, they're not hand fouls. They're not grabbing or nothing. It's just little body bump fouls. Shot by Finkenbeiner. They must not have given her the basket.
Oh, the basket was good.
Yeah.
They figured that.
Okay, they got it. Yep. So they gave her the basket, and now they gave her the free throw. 35-13. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter here. Across the court is Lila Gunderson. She gets it over to Overcash. Overcash to Lindsay Holmberg. Lindsay guarded by Klaus. They're about the same height. Lindsay's a little slighter than Fouser. Ball stolen by Shania Johnson. She finally picks it up, gets it to Woods. Little runner inside, no good. Rebound, Paris Johnson. She misses the shot. She takes a second, gets it blocked. Rebound standpoint, quickly out to Lindsay Holmberg. She goes down to Alexia, and she misses the bunny down low. Woods comes across half court with the ball to Katrina Finkenbeiner, inside to Klaus, inside to Paris. Little inside passing. Nia Johnson with the shot, 12, no good. Rebound picked up by Alexia Holmberg. We got a timeout on the floor by the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. 3 minutes and 7 seconds left on the first half clock, 35-13, Dillingham in command.
Good timeout, Coach. You might as well use it.
Yeah, you got them. The girls are sucking wind, man.
Yeah.
Every one of them over there got a water bottle in their face right now.
Oh, yeah. As short-handed as they are, you give them every chance to take a blow.
Yeah, no doubt. And with Paige Lundgren having four fouls, those five are going to play a lot in the second half.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Because Paige kind of seems to be a little bit of a, like a bull in a china shop today.
Yeah.
Just getting those little body fouls that...
just those bumps.
You know, and they don't hurt. There's no malicious to them. But there at the wrong time.
And in front of the official.
Right. Well, I mean, it does create an advantage when you bump someone like that. And she's a big girl. She's a pretty good-sized girl. I'm sure she's nowhere near happy with herself. So.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
But no one else from Sandpoint has more than one foul, so that's a good thing.
Well, there's a silver lining right there. Lila Gunderson walks the ball across half the court to Lindsay Holmberg. Holmberg's cross-court pass is picked off by Katrina Finkenbinder. She goes the other way. She gets knocked away, picked up by Woods, and lays it up and in. Nice job by Ariana. Lindsay Holmberg with the ball gets it tipped away by Klaus. Klaus got active hands. She's another wrestler. She got second in state this year. That's pretty impressive. Ball's into Lindsay Holmberg to Wilson. Wilson spins, loses control of the ball, and it's going to stay. Standpoint ball. It must have been off of Dillingham.
Yeah, big tally hit.
Into the game, Lopez, Jamie Lopez, and Shania Johnson takes the seat. Down low, ball tipped away by Paris Johnson as the entry pass went into Alexia Holmberg. Inbound pass now to Lila Gunderson. And as it goes into Lindsay Holmberg, it's a rebound, stolen ball by Paris Johnson. Woods with the ball gets it over to Katrina Finkenbinder. Back to Woods. Woods goes to the top of the key. Out to Paris. Paris, three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down the hands of Lila Gunderson. Now off to Overcash. Oh, that's Wilson. I'm sorry. Her pass goes out of bounds. These girls all got long hair, so I see a two.
That's it.
Ball stolen by Katrina. Finkenbinder, she lays it up, no good, but gets a second chance and puts it in. 39-13, 26-point lead. Entry pass into Alexia Holmberg, and Paris Johnson climbs over her back. Foul was on number 12, Paris Johnson. And that's the eighth team foul for the Wolverines. 1:33 on the second quarter clock. Alexia Holmberg's free throw no good. Rebounded by Lindsay. And she's kind of sandwiched by Paris and Klaus. Foul was on Paris, her second. Both teams with nine team fouls.
Three on Paris.
Yeah. And she comes out of the game and Grace Jackson comes into the game. Not to be confused with her mother, Hope, who I work with, who I said was playing last time. Todd was no good. Woods down quickly, down low to Klaus. He takes it all the way down, throws it up. Klaus is right there, picks it up, lays it in. Lila Gunderson gets it down low to Alexia Holmberg. She turns and lays it up and in. 41-15, 1:04 on the clock. Woods looks down. Klaus from 14 on the baseline. Another flat shot. I don't know if she thinks she's taller than she is, but she got to put a little arc on that thing. 43-15, 50 seconds in the first half. Lindsay Holmberg with the ball. Drives into the middle. Shoots. Air ball picked up by Alexia Holmberg. Back out to Lindsay. Her shot blocked by Klaus. And Klaus chases it down. Gets it out to Woods. Woods quickly down court to Jackson. Jackson lays it up. No good. Rebound. Klaus. She's the only one underneath there. And she lays it up and in. 45-15. 23 seconds. Coach Lindsay Leyland's hollering at the girls, no fouls, no fouls, no fouls.
And guess what?
Guess what? Foul was on Kelly Klaus. Number 25. pressure. First shot by Lindsey Holmberg, up and good. Second shot lined up, on the way, and it's also good. 45-17, 20 seconds on the first half clock. Woods coming across the half court. Gets it to Jackson. Jackson down low to Lopez. Lopez shot, no good. Rebound comes down to off of the hands of Alexia Holmberg. 10 seconds on the clock. Woods calling the inbounds. Quickly into Klaus. Her shot, nice little curl around the post down low. 47-17. And, Ariana Wilson comes off the screen, throws one up from 22, and almost banks it in. We'll go back to KDLG for about 9 minutes, and we'll be back here with stats in the second half. Bringing you some basketball action here tonight. Good thing these girls shoot better than I do. I just went down and wasted $5 on trying to get a pizza from half court.
It's all for good. Good cause.
The effort was there.
Well, and not much of it either. I don't know if it's that I can't see that far or I just can't. It's just farther than it used to be. One of the two. Anyhow, 35 seconds left. Hoot, give us just high scores and some stats.
Okay, well, Kylie Klaus has been making a living under the basket. She's got 16 the first half. Nobody else, well, Reagan Finkenbinder has 12. That was the only two people double figures with for Dillingham. And Alexia Hornberg has 7. And
Alexia had a pretty good second quarter there. She got like 3 inside shots that she made, and
yeah,
she had a chance to make like 5.
Yeah, she just
missed a couple of them.
Yeah. But
and she does a good job of getting the ball in there.
Yeah, she does.
Sounded like we had a call from or a text from Sandpoint saying we're a little quiet. I got everything maxed out here. The lights are clicking all the way up at the top. So hopefully we'll be able to adjust that in the station, and you guys will be able to hear us. And we appreciate you giving us a call, and we're sure glad to bring you the game for your girls here. And the boys be next, I guess. Dre with the ball. She drives down to the baseline. Misses. Rebound. Klaus. She puts it up and in and foul. That foul was by Alexia Holmberg. Team's first in the second half and Alexia's second. 49-17. Klaus at the line. All the starters for the Wolverines in. Her free throw no good. That girl needs to learn what arc is.
Definitely.
She really does. Have to go call her grandpa and talk to him about how she shoots flat. And the ball over into the hands of Malia Overcash, and her three-pointer up and no good. It bounces out of bounds. Dillingham ball. Whitcomb bringing the ball up court, nice and slow. 49-17. Dillingham has a commanding lead here. Sandpoint girls not giving up, though. They're gonna battle to the end, and that's what you like to see in high school basketball. Ball tipped away, stolen by the Sandpoint Eagles. Ball tipped away by Lindsay and picked up by Alexia. Now Lindsay with the ball. Out top to Overcash, and she throws it away right through the hands of Lila Gunderson. Dillingham ball right below us.
They had 15 turnovers first half. They don't need any unforced turnovers.
Oh, ouch. Dillingham with the ball. Finkenbinder. Ball tipped out of bounds by Lindsay Holmberg. Nice anticipation there. She almost had the steal. Finkenbinder into Dre. Dre down low to George. George turns, wheels, pass tipped out of bounds, stolen and then tipped out of bounds by Dillingham. George. And it's Sandpoint ball. Ariana Wilson bringing it up court. She's starting for the Eagles. She throws it away, picked up by Dre. She goes all the way to the other end and misses the layup. Ball tipped out to George out at the three-point line. Down low to Finkenbinder. She lays it up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. Misses again. Rebound comes down the hands of Lila Gunderson. She comes out of there with on the dribble. She's long court, up court pass, thrown out of bounds. I don't believe it was tipped, but it was headed towards Lindsay Holmberg, and just a little out of her reach. Whitcomb across the timeline. Klaus high post into nice cut by Finkenbinder, and she lays it up and in. Lindsay with the ball, 3-point line, a little short on the 3-pointer. Rebound Klaus. You know, these are the type of games when and you know, Sandpoint's playing hard. I mean, they're running and jumping to the ball. But good for, you know, what Dillingham needs to do is set it up and move the ball. A nice 15-foot jump shot there by Kylie Klaus.
Yeah, now's the time if they've got any plays to run them.
Yeah, you practice your plays, and you run them the way you're supposed to run them.
Uh-huh.
And as Wilson tries to go to the basket, she's fouled. And that foul was on number 21. That's Abby Whitcomb. That's her third. She may be finding, wholesale changes coming off right here. Five blue jerseys just stood up off the bench. Shot inside by Wilson. No good. Rebound by Kylie Klaus. Dre with the ball. High post to Klaus. Picked off by Lindsay Holmberg. She comes down, gets it to Alexia. She makes a bounce pass across to Wilson.
Nice pass
by Lila Gunderson right down to was that down to Paige Lundgren or was that 40?
Paige.
Okay. They were both right there. Dillingham gets the ball across the timeline and calls a timeout. They got five new players coming into the game. I just happened to look over at the Sandpoint coach, Sarah Schaefer. I believe that's what it says here. But she's jumping around happy about what's going on. And, I mean, that's you got to have that energy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
These Sandpoint girls are trying hard. They're just outclassed tonight and outshot.
And out personnel.
Well, yeah. 2.5-1.
Yeah. Doesn't take long to run the legs off of a player.
No. The thing is Paige Lundgren's fouls hurt them.
Oh,
they were doing better when she was in the game. Now she's back in the game, and Finkenbinder over to Woods. Woods down low to Johnson. Johnson steps in, stops, pops, a little short. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Outlet gets stolen by Woods, and Woods fires one up from the free throw line. Good for her. 55-19. I wonder what we got here. Let me see. We got a sophomore, a senior, and three freshmen out there for Dillingham. So the outlook for Dillingham basketball here for a few years at least is looking pretty good. Ball inbounds to Dillingham. Shania with it, and she gets into a scrum with Paige Lundgren. And it's Dillingham ball on the alternating possession. Woods with it. Quickly down court to Katrina Finkenbinder. Tipped. Woods comes down with it. Brings it into the backcourt. Tries to throw over the top of Lindsay Holmberg. No doing there. Holmberg picks it up. Goes to the basket. And she hands it off to Alexia Holmberg. Her shot was blocked down low. And it's a jump ball. It's going to be Sandpoint ball on the alternating possession. Ball quickly into Lindsay. Alexia picks it up. Gets it out to Lila Gunderson. Her shot no good from 12. And tipped out of bounds. Going to be Dillingham basketball.
These Sandpoint girls are playing hard.
Boy, they are.
They're playing their hard.
They're all grabbing their shorts. They're tired.
Yeah.
But when you're outnumbered and outshot, and the only thing you're leading the other team in is fouls. Actually, it must be pretty close to tied up, I would imagine. Katrina Katrina Finkenbinder had a 20-footer, no good, out of bounds, going to be a Dillingham ball as Paige Lundgren stepped on the end line trying to tip it back in. Woods gets it into Lopez, tipped away by Gunderson, or Lundgren. They were both right there, and they picked the ball up on the sideline and stepped out of bounds. Dillingham ball. Johnson gets it into Woods in the backcourt. Over to Finkenbinder. Finkenbinder back to Woods. Cross court to Shania Johnson off her fingertips. She runs it down, turns and shoots from 15. Rebound comes down in the hands of Wilson. She's bringing the ball up on her own.
Nice
pass. Down, nice look down low from Lila Gunderson into the hands of Alexi Holmberg. She lays it up and in. You watch Holmberg, and she runs down to one spot every time.
She does.
And she's looking for her shot. Now another turnover by the Wolverines. Quick pass to Holmberg, to the other Holmberg, and the layup no good, but the rebound and the putback is good. Lindsay missed it, and Alexia got it. 55-23 with 2.5 minutes left on the third quarter clock. Woods with the ball in the right wing. She gets around Holmberg and shoots, misses, picked up by Wilson. She's going length of the court. She mishandles the ball. Now picked up by Woods into the hands of Shania Johnson. Cross court, picked off by Paige Lundgren. Gets it over to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson across the timeline to Lindsay Holmberg. Three-pointer on the way, no good. And the rebound down low by Alexia Holmberg. And her shot was no good. Rebounded by Paige Lundgren. And on her shot, she's fouled. That foul was on number 12, and that would be Harris Johnson.
It's four on Paris, too.
Well, she's really aggressive, and you like to see that, but you have to quit grabbing.
Yeah,
reaching.
Don't use your hands all the time.
Yeah. And into the game for the Wolverines, we've got Reagan Finkenbinder, Whitcomb, Klaus, and George. The only one staying in the game is Ariana Woods. Free throw up and off the rim by Paige Lundgren. No good. Rebound Klaus hands it off to Whitcomb. Whitcomb comes across the timeline. She's closely guarded by Lindsay Holmberg. Out to Woods. Woods cross-court pass to George. Oh, she had Abby Whitcomb all alone down low. Missed it. Abby steps out to the three-point line, gets the ball back, gets it to Woods down low, no good. And who's there but Reagan Finkenbinder, and she lays it up and in.
That girl picks up a lot of trash.
She does, man. Down court is Wilson with the ball, down to the baseline to Lindsay Holmberg. She brings it back up to the wing, tries to get it down low to Alexia, and is picked off by Klaus. Hands off to Whitcomb. Whitcomb comes across the timeline. Goes to the right side, goes all the way to the baseline, down inside to Klaus, kicks it back out to Woods. 16-footer, no good. Rebound George, she kicks it out to Finkenbinder. Her 12-footer, no good. Klaus with the ball, she gets run over. We got a foul inside on number four.
Oh, that's it.
For Paige Lundgren. That's going to be foul number five on her. Good game. You know, she didn't get a lot of game time. I don't think she even scored. She might have scored a couple, but
she had four.
And now, back to action here. We had a jump ball situation, and on the alternating possession, the Wolverines picked it up into Finkenbinder. She puts the ball on the floor inside to George. Left hand layup, no good. Gets her own rebound. About takes Klaus's head off with the pass into Woods. Woods little runner inside, 8-footer. Up and in. That little freshman's fearless. Matter of fact, a lot of these freshmen are fearless. Overcash with the ball, goes left to right, passes it off to Wilson. Wilson goes right at Klaus, and Klaus blocks her shot. Wilson up, chasing the ball back down. Gets it over to Whitcomb. Whitcomb to Woods. Woods to Finkenbinder. Finkenbinder goes to baseline, throws one up, little bump, but the shot was no good. Falls with the rebound, and on the shot, she's fouled by Alexia Holmberg. And that's, oh, no, that was by Overcast.
Yeah, was
by they were both right there. So,
right.
Close to the free throw line where it's been an adventure for her. And she makes the first one. Making me look bad. Second one. That one just kind of ricocheted in there. Yeesh. Quickly down court, Wilson with the ball, tapped away as the third quarter comes to an end. 61-24, Wolverines up by a couple of handfuls.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Put in your freshmen for Dillingham.
All of them.
All of them. Let them play.
Yep.
Yeah, you've got a 37-point lead.
Yeah, put those other ones on the bench. I mean, you like to see them get playing time because there's a – you know, varsity game, but
it is. But don't get them hurt, and let the freshman get that ball the time they can get,
and make them run the plays.
Oh yeah,
you don't make them run the plays.
Teach them, run them till they get them right.
Well, we'll see what happens here. We got a 37-point lead. What is the? You remember what the 40 in the fourth.
Yeah, 40 in the fourth is the mercy rule.
Yeah. And the clock just continues to run. But, you know, Dillingham's, the coaches are class acts. They're not gonna grind this in. I mean,
no,
they could score 110 probably if they wanted to, because those four Sandpoint girls are tired.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't no quit in them, but they're tired.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Ball game started here. The Sandpoint Eagles get it in, tipped away by Klaus and picked up by the Wolverines. Dillingham still with their starting five in the game. Inside to Klaus. She lays it up and in. Nice pass by Finkenbinder. Across the timeline is Lila Gunderson. To Lindsey Holmberg. Back to Gunderson. Now down inside to Alexia. And there's a foul on Dillingham.
Let's see who they called that.
I think it was around number 25. Was that on Klaus? Must have been. That's what it is. And the inbound pass was stolen by Finkenbinder. Across the timeline is Whitcomb over to Dre. Down low to Finkenbinder. Inside to Klaus. Her shot up. No good. She gets her own rebound. She spins. She puts it back up. No good. Gets it again. Kicks it out to Finkenbinder to Dre over to Whitcomb. Three-pointer on the way, and it's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound George. Back out to Whitcomb. Whitcomb takes it up the top to Finkenbinder. And she trips, but gets the pass off anyway. Inside to George. Left-hand layup. Nice job by Bristol George. I told her on the way by. I told her, I said, she's a player I thought she could be 2 years ago. And she's doing really well. Inside to Alexia Holmberg, back out to Overcash. Overcash takes it around the top of the key. Finkenbinder digging at the ball. Overcash runs into George and is tied up by Finkenbinder as she snuck up behind her. Dillingham ball on the alternating possession. Well, what time do you think? At what point is they going to put the freshman in? What's your pick?
I would hope at least 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's probably going to be.
Yeah, there's one.
Well, one of the bench coming off. Whitcomb down low to George. George back out to Whitcomb, left side. She takes the top of the key to Dre. Dre over to Finkenbinder, back up to Dre, top of the key, looking inside. Klaus with it on the baseline now, back out to Dre. Finkenbinder has it, puts it to the left side to Whitcomb. Whitcomb back out to Finkenbinder. Sandpoint chasing the hard after the ball. Klaus with the ball. Took a shot from 19, but it was as flat as her free throw. quickly down court is Wilson. Her 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Klaus. Whitcomb bringing the ball across the timeline. Gets it down to Finkenbeiner, inside to George. High post, Klaus. 15-footer, up and rolls around, drops in. 67-24, 5 minutes on the clock. Wilson with the ball, comes across the timeline. Spins, goes to the right side, kicks it out to Gunderson. Back up to Holmberg, Lindsay with it. Off her foot, stolen away by Klaus. Got a timeout on the floor. The Dillingham Lady Wolverines calling the timeout to get some subs into the game. Well, give me a break there.
Oh, okay, buddy. You get you a drink of water. Eh? Well, this game has gotten pretty much out of touch for Sandpoint. These girls have played hard and played well and played clean. And you can't ask for any more than that.
And they're all grabbing their shorts over there, and the coach is smiling, and the girls come back on the court ready to play. They drank about 3 gallons of water there at that break, I think.
Oh, they needed it,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Well, 4:44 on the clock. Whitcomb with the ball to Dre. She splits two defenders, gets it to Whitcomb. Whitcomb's three-pointer blocked right into the hands of Dre. George gets the ball underneath, puts it back up and in. 69-24.
She's always in the right place at the right time.
And she squares up and lays it up correctly. You know, there's no question. Down the other end, Wilson goes to baseline, tipped away from behind, picked up by George. I like Wilson. For an eighth grader, she's playing pretty solid here. They should be, if they have any more girls at home, I don't know how many they got. They got a couple of three seniors on this team, four seniors. So, three seniors and a junior, I guess that is. Rebound comes out to Lindsay Holmberg.
That was
tipped
bad.
Away and staying with Sandpoint. Two more subs coming into the game for the Dillingham Wolverines. Jackson and Paris Johnson. George and Whitcomb come out of the game. And ball goes inside to Alexia Holmberg, and she's got Grace Jackson laying over the top of her. Sandpoint ball. Gets the ball inbounds to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson goes baseline. Holmberg now. She gets a shot up. No good. Rebound comes down in the hands of Dre. Dre on the dribble going down the right side. Jackson with the ball. Pivots. Gets it into Paris. Paris turns and shoots right over the top of Lila Gunderson. Nice job by Paris. 71-24, 2:44 on the clock. Lila Gunderson all the way to the basket. Hands it off to Wilson. Wilson's shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lopez. Katrina Finkenbeiner with the ball. Cross court over to Dre. Dre gets it to Grace. Back to Dre. Dre better do something with the ball because she's coming out as Woods heads to the scorer's table. Finkenbeiner looked at it. Over to Dre. She lets it fly. Off the backboard. No good. Lila Gunderson with the ball. Gets it to Lindsay Holmberg. Holmberg turns. Brings it across the timeline. Back over to Lila Gunderson. Over to Overcash. Overcash shot. Rebound comes into the hands of Wilson. She lays it up and in. 1:52 on the clock. 71-26. Dillingham. Finkenbeiner to Dre to Jackson. Jackson out top to Finkenbeiner. Katrina-type Finkenbeiner. Over to Paris Johnson. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson takes it on the dribble, gets it to Wilson. Wilson's three-pointer no good. Gets her own rebound as it comes off the hand of Paris Johnson. Cross-court over to Lindsay Holmberg. Inside to Alexia Holmberg. Her shot no good. Rebound comes back out to Lindsay out on the top.
over to the right and left side to Overcast. Her shot no good, and there's a little eighth grader in there getting the rebound and put it back up and in. 71-28, nice job by Wilson. Pinkenbinder walks across the timeline, gets it to Dre, back to Pinkenbinder, out of the center circle to Dre. Dre splits two defenders, gets it to Jackson. Jackson's 10-footer from the side, no good. Into the hands of Paris Johnson. Cross court to Jackson now, over to Dre on the left side. Ball almost stolen by Lindsey Holmberg. She's working hard. Ball put down low to Lopez. Lopez puts it up and in. 73-28. Lila Gunderson with the ball across the timeline. Gets it to Lindsey Holmberg. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound Dre. 16 seconds. Katrina Finkenbinder over to Dre. Top of the key. Back to Finkenbinder. They're out there playing catch, and Lindsey Holmberg's trying to catch up with them. 4 seconds. Two. Ball tipped away, and that's the ball game. You got to applaud these Sandpoint girls. They never quit. Lindsey Holmberg was out there at the top of the key chasing the ball all game long.
He was.
And she did well. Final score, 73 for Dillingham and 28 for the Lady Eagles. All you people down there in Sandpoint should be proud of these girls. They played hard. I'm sure there'll be no quitting the boys either. So there are the Eagle boys are on the floor, and they're going up against the Dillingham Wolverine men. Should be a good game. Hoot, you want to give us a quick rundown?
Okay, just a second here. I got. Okay, leading all scorers was Kylie Cross with 28. I mean, she made a living down under the basket there for a while. She had, 10 points in two quarters. So, Reagan Finkenbinder had 16, Bristol George had 10, Ariana Woods had 6, Katrina Finkenbinder 2, Paris Johnson had 9, and for the Sandpoint girls, Paige Lundgren had 3, Lila Gunderson had 4, Ariana Wilson had 6, had 4 for Lindsey Holmberg, and 11 for Alexia Holmberg. And the poor Sandpoint girls got down in that first half with 15 turnovers, and they just couldn't come back from it.
Yeah, that's tough to do. And then, you know, one of your big players, your big girls inside, gets 4 quick fouls, and has to sit most of the rest of the game. So it's awful tough.
Oh, it is. It is.
So where you've got 15 minutes on the clock, we're going to go back to KDLG. We'll be back here for the nightcap between the Wolverine men and the Sandpoint Eagle men. And so take it away in KDLG land for us. Thank you.